a record-setting defeat for the tobacco industry today. A jury in Los Angeles has ordered Philip Morris to pay $28 billion to a lung cancer patient who said smoking made her sick. It's by far the largest award ever won by an individual in a tobacco case. NPR's Adam Hochberg joins us now to discuss this case. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Adam, is that $28 billion with a B, or did I misspeak?
No, you got it right. It's $28 billion with a B, all of it going to one individual, a smoker in California who has lung cancer. She has been smoking since she was 17 years old, and she claims that the tobacco that she has used, the Philip Morris cigarettes that she's smoked all her life, are responsible for her illness. And the jury sent a very loud message to the tobacco industry and to Philip Morris in particular with this $28 billion verdict. That's far in excess of the previous record verdict in an individual tobacco liability case, which was just $3 billion. I shouldn't say just $3 billion, because $3 billion is an awful lot of money, but it just pales in comparison to what the jury did today.
We're focusing on the award. What's the plaintiff's name?
The plaintiff's name is Betty Bullock. She's 64 years old. She started smoking as a teenager. She now has lung cancer, and she says that Philip Morris did not adequately warn her about the dangers of smoking, especially when she started smoking as a teenager in the 1950s. She says that the tobacco industry knew about the dangers of smoking, and rather than being upfront about it, she says that Philip Morris and other tobacco companies tried to hide the truth and tried to use a public relations strategy to make sure that smokers weren't concerned about the dangers of smoking rather than being upfront about the dangers that she says they knew existed.
Well, $28 billion, certainly this legal strategy would seem to be the strategy of the hour. It'll be pursued elsewhere. What was it exactly?
Well, the plaintiff's strategy was to say that the tobacco industry knew about the dangers of smoking and did not publicize those dangers, especially in the period before there were warning labels on cigarette packages. What the tobacco industry has been arguing in response, in this case, Philip Morris said that Mrs. Bullock should have known the dangers of smoking. They said that she knew the health risks, if not when she started smoking, she knew them in later years and yet continued to smoke. They said during the case that her daughter repeatedly told her, "Mother, please stop smoking, it's bad for you." Her doctor had warned her, and that she continued to smoke. So the tobacco industry said it's really the smoker's fault, or the smoker bears a lot of the responsibility for the disease that she now faces. But the jury didn't go for that.
I assume that now Philip Morris will appeal?
They have already announced that they will appeal, and that's what we would expect in a case of this size. And we should note that in cases like this, when the tobacco industry has appealed, they've generally done a lot better on appeal than they did in the original case. In California now, the tobacco industry has lost four consecutive cases in the first round, but they are all on appeal. The previous record-setting case, that $3 billion case that I talked about with another smoker, same lawyer, but different smoker, in that case, a judge reduced the verdict to $100 million, still a lot of money, but you can see the pattern where the tobacco industry is hoping that the verdict will be reduced, at a minimum reduced, and at best, they hope, thrown out entirely.
Does Wall Street pay attention to awards like this if they seem excessive?
They did today. Philip Morris stock was down about 7% today, and the rest of the industry took a pretty big hit on Wall Street, too. R.J. Reynolds was down almost 9%. To put this in some context, that $28 billion award represents about a third of Philip Morris's entire market cap, so it is something that the market will notice.
Well, thanks very much, Adam.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Hochberg.